Amendment supporters are the most unlikely political bedfellows. They include green groups like the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, as well as the Tea Party, the Christian Coalition, and the Libertarian Party. Their proposal lets entrepreneurs bypass big utilities and sell solar power directly to consumers. Nothing speaks more directly to free market sensibilities, says Tea Party activist and amendment organizer Debbie Dooley.
We need a strong conservative voice in the energy field.
Stephen Smith, director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, expects heavy static from the power monopolies. Collecting the nearly 700,000 signatures needed to make the ballot, countering heavy opposition, and defending the measure in court will cost $10 million, he says.
So we are up against some very strong and very financially powerful entities.
Utilities argue solar power is too expensive to be viable and too dependent on the weather to be reliable. Duke Energy declined comment. The amendment limits the size of solar facilities to 2 megawatts, but that's hardly tiny. 2 megawatts is enough power for 5,000 to 10,000 homes. It's twice the size of a rooftop facility at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. That facility is heralded as the largest in the Southeast. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.